This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Pentagon officials say the U.S. military is communicating with the Taliban while increasing its evacuation activities from the Hamid Karzai International Airport in Kabul. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby told reporters that there have been no hostile interactions from the Taliban to U.S. operations at the airport. He said U.S. forces and the Taliban are communicating multiple times a day. He said officials hope to have hourly evacuation flights starting on Wednesday for both Americans and Afghan allies. In an interview with CNN, Kirby said Tuesday that U.S. officials believe there are about 5,000 to 10,000 Americans, in his words, near Kabul in Afghanistan. And he has said they no longer need to shelter in place, but may begin making their way to the airport to wait for a flight out. The White House has acknowledged that the Taliban has amassed a significant amount of U.S. military equipment after seizing control of Afghanistan. Pictures and videos have shown the Taliban with firearms and vehicles that Pentagon troops used or provided to the Afghan National Security Forces. They've also been photographed with Black Hawk attack helicopters and other equipment at the Kandahar airport. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters Tuesday that the U.S. doesn't have complete knowledge of where every piece of equipment has gone, but he said, quote, certainly a fair amount of it has fallen into the hands of the Taliban. He said he does not expect that equipment will be returned to the United States. Sullivan said losing control of millions of dollars worth of military supplies to an enemy is an example of what he called the difficult choices a president faces. You can keep up on that story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Washington Post is reporting that the Biden administration on Sunday froze Afghan government reserves held in U.S. bank accounts, blocking the Taliban from accessing billions of dollars held in U.S. institutions. The Post cites as its sources two people familiar with the matter. The sources told the Post the decision was made by Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, the Treasury Office's Office of Foreign Assets Control, and the State Department. The Post notes that that Afghanistan is already one of the poorest countries in the world and is highly dependent on American aid. Taliban control of the country is likely to complicate delivery of that aid to Afghan civilians, especially if the Taliban has no access to the U.S. funding provided to the Afghan government. Days after a devastating earthquake hit Haiti, heavy rain brought rescue operations to a brief halt and slowed aid agencies' response. Haiti's Civil Protection Agency raised the death toll to nearly 2,000 on Tuesday, with nearly 10,000 people injured. Officials say the 7.2 magnitude earthquake damaged or destroyed about 12,000 homes, along with hospitals, schools, and churches. More than 30,000 families are without shelter. Through Tuesday, Tropical Storm Grace was forecast to drop as much as 38 centimeters of rain on southern Haiti, bringing flooding and the threat of landslides. Bruno Mays, the UNICEF representative in Haiti, told Reuters, quote, countless Haitian families who've lost everything due to the earthquake are now living literally with their feet in the water due to the flooding. Search and rescue efforts were suspended during the storm. They resumed on Tuesday, performed mostly by residents and volunteers who were often poorly equipped. The U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, has people on the ground, and the U.S. Southern Command says it's sending 8 helicopters and 7 U.S. Coast Guard cutters to support the USAID team. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, a staunch opponent of mask mandates, has tested positive for COVID-19. His office said Tuesday that Abbott is in good health and experiencing no symptoms. Spokesman Mark Miner says Abbott is isolating in the governor's mansion in Austin, Texas, and receiving monoclonal antibody treatment. Abbott was vaccinated against COVID-19 earlier this year. The Republican governor's positive test comes a day after Abbott tweeted a picture of himself not wearing a mask while speaking indoors to GOP supporters. Abbott has prohibited mask mandates in Texas public schools. A growing number of school districts are defying his orders. That has landed both sides in court. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.